Greetings, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome to the Seed of the Divine, Level 5, Session 1, April 14th, 2020. I love to say that. Cute. Now, we will be very busy the next couple of months, again, due to the addition of our special service project for the Gridmasters. And those meetings will be, the second one will be April 19th, April 26th, May 3rd, May 10th, and May 17th. And all those times will be at 1 p.m. Central Daylight Time.
That's on a Sunday.
It is?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I didn't know that. How funny that we'll all be get together on Sundays. So, we will have two teaching sessions of Seeing the Divine this month. Second session will replace our community call on April the 28th. Then we will go back to our normal one a month and a community call. So just to be aware of that, you'll continue to get notices, so, you know, no panics here. Now, the first three sessions of our important seeding another level is going to do about seeding that different level of the light body. And each session brings in specific energetics that gradually escalate our light frequencies. Our consciousness and our body consciousness are what is important. They are the foundational energetics that will escalate our ascension process. Tonight, we will start with a meditation with Archangel Gabriel and then a short review of Easter Sunday's call. This will be followed by a message from a specific triadic expression of the Lords of Light, which, of course, are Lord Metatron, Lord Michael, and Lord Melchizedek. Yeshua will complete the evening with some valuable teaching around the more refined energetic process that we are embarking on. Right now, let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Archangel Gabriel for our centering meditation.
Greetings, beloved. It is I, Gabriel. We archangels are delighted to be with you this evening in your crucible of light with the many beings that have gathered, not only to participate, but to witness what is occurring in this crucible with each and every one of you. So let us set the energetics for what you are to receive this evening. You take a deep breath and breathe in light and exhale love. Now breathe in love and exhale light. Another deep breath. Be aware of yourself in your sacred heart center, fully radiating the element of love, the consciousness of fifth dimension in a body, radiating, transmitting the stable frequencies of fifth dimension. Another deep breath. See how your body is radiating in that beautiful Christed light. Now, with your intention, open your triadic system, beginning with the fourth triad. Spinning and spinning that triad. Drawing in the third triad as it begins to spin in coherence with the fourth triad. Drawing in the second triad. And it begins to spin in unison with the third and fourth triad. Drawing in the first triad. Spinning and spinning in coherence with the other triads. Also see the brilliance of the functioning of the first three chakras, for they too are folded into this vast spinning vortex of light. Another deep breath, being very conscious, alert, and present in this session.
As always, Gabriel, thank you very, very much for that wonderful meditation and a fabulous way to get started this evening. We are always very appreciative of your efforts. Now, I promised to talk a little bit about Sunday's session with Yeshua, and it was truly as special as he had told us it would be. He told us to invite everyone as he was going to be working with energetics. Well, guess what? We set an all-time record for special calls. We had 247 callers that participated in this event. Our record before that has only been 185. Again, this was amazing as well because of what we had to offset, which was a lot of negative energy. We believe we will probably double that number after a lot more people listen into the recording on our website that should be up here today. The big message helped us understand what was going on because of the upgrade in our frequency, and the future, because of that, will be a lot easier for us to negotiate a future. When we fall in our creations in the more refined levels of the fifth and seventh dimensions, we do have a venue that will allow us to go back and be able to correct these shortfalls immediately. This is the result of the dispensation that was gifted to us from the realms of Source. The gift of a specific iteration of the fifth element that is now available in fourth dimension is and was a game changer. When we fall below fifth dimension in our creations, we are immediately brought back into the fifth dimension through forgiveness and the presence of the fifth element. This iteration of the fifth element acts like a springboard that catapults us back into the fifth dimensional state of consciousness. Again, we are asked to feel the energies of love and forgiveness, and instead of just hearing the words as we have in the past, and that is unbelievable. And what a gift. Now, let's all take a deep breath again, and let's assist Jonah in bringing forth the triad of the Lords of Light.
Greetings. We are the collective consciousness of the triadic configuration of Lord Metatron, Lord Michael, and Lord Melchizedek. It was important in these next three teaching sessions that we be represented in this triadic configuration. So we would like to begin with some information that you need in the coming three teaching sessions. These sessions are specific to activating your light garment of your light body. So you were sent the fire letters of the sacred name, the primary sacred name of Prime Creator, that is expressed in a very energetic yet personal way. These fire letters relate to the guidance through the archangelic realm. Yes, they look like and mimic Hebrew letters, but there is a difference here in these letters because they are fire letters. They are read from right to left rather than your accustomed reading style of left to right. These hieroglyphic writings of these fire letters carry a tremendous energetic of the divine replication of Source as it is manifested in a human form. This is important for you to recognize. They are a type of holographic transmissions that continue to transmit in the purity of the similitude of that divine energy that is always within you, has always been within you. But as you navigated that third dimensional paradigm of separation, fear, and polarization, you forgot who you were. With this new iteration, it's not new, it's been available for a very long time to those who could understand fully what that meant to you as you entered into fifth dimension and to an activation of the light body. So keep that in mind throughout this teaching session of what the energetics are that you are receiving in that very refined iteration of the reflection, perfection, and similitude of the divine as you were created, the moment that your soul spirit was created. So this evening, we will begin to embark on a three-session teaching around using that holographic projection of the sacred name with the fire letters and its purpose. Its purpose in this particular iteration and in this teaching is to, first of all, seat that more fully in your light body through your garment of light. Secondly, it also begins to be present in your changing the consciousness of your physical body. And this teaching, then, that was set in play at the Easter call with that teaching on forgiveness as a primary purpose that puts you into that fifth dimensional state where you can make usable that fifth element. Without forgiveness, which you have been taught at that Easter gathering, all of the variations of what that forgiveness is, releasing the energetics, the hold of that third dimension. But there is a vaster, more refined iteration of that forgiveness that we will be exploring for many months now before the conference. And that iteration is called the Yod Spectrum of Forgiveness, which is a much more refined iteration and state of consciousness of forgiveness, seeing it through your third eye, the eye of Horus, very clearly and precisely, knowing it from that wisdom of your soul spirit that is constantly being transmitted through your sacred heart consciousness. This will elevate you in your consciousness, in the expression of your light body, and in your ascension process in ways that you never imagined. And that's why we are taking very precise steps in the next three sessions for this to be set precisely within your light body, within your light garment, and within your physical body, helping to alter that third dimensional body, not just into fourth dimension, but elevated into a light expression of fifth dimension, which will take some time. This does not happen just because we held these three sessions. We also ask of you in these three sessions that you pay attention to the energetics and that you hold the concepts and the teachings very close to your heart individually. There should be no discussion or processing with others until this gets further seated, which will be after the third teaching session. And then we will have a community call where a discussion can begin and questions can be asked of us to clarify or to expand upon these teachings. So with that said, I would like to turn this over to Yeshua, who will not only begin the teaching, the first teaching, but also complete it with an energetic transmission to seat these fire letters and imprint them on your light garment and within your physical body. So take a deep breath now and welcome Master Yeshua. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Yeshua. I am excited at this opportunity that has been given to you, and the opportunity to express more fully what I came into embodiment to seat. The seating was successful 2,000 years ago. It was not always usable, and often it was misunderstood. And yes, I was a way-shower here. However, through that life experience and all of the energetics that I was called upon to integrate within a physical form, it took the majority of my adult life to achieve that before it was time for me to resurrect and ascend. So in this teaching, I would like to begin to relate to you one of the key and principal energetic configurations that I received. And it is in regards to the fire letters of the primary sacred name of Source, the Yod, He, Vav, He. Each letter carrying a significant amount of light energy that has the ability to create the perfect image and similitude of your divinity as it is manifested in the body that you now occupy. This event took place on Mount Tabor, near Jerusalem, near the end of my public life. And it was important and significant in that life's journey so that I complete that journey as a perfect example of a human fully expressing the light body and the sacredness of the perfect image and similitude of Source in its divine expression at a physical level. In this particular event, three of my disciples were with me to witness this occurrence, just as many of the archangels are here to witness in your crucible this event for you. The triadic configuration of Lord Metatron, Lord Michael, and Lord Melchizedek will also witness this event as it transpires over 3 sessions. In the event on Mount Tabor, I was accompanied by Moses and Elijah, who were in full composition and in possession of the fire letters and the full expression of the light, the divine light of the image and similitude. As I stood between them, I received the fire letters that were imprinted very specifically in my body, in my light body, and the final creation of my light garment, where these letters were emblazoned on this garment. As I received and opened myself with gratitude to this grand event, my body began to glow in a brilliant, radiant light, matching the radiant light of Moses and Elijah. And it was quite apparent to these 3 beloved disciples as they were there to witness my reception and integration of the light garment. They did not fully understand what was occurring. It seemed to them as being a miracle. As we left that mountaintop that day, Moses and Elijah returned to their place with Source. And as I walked down the mountainside with these 3 disciples, the light began to not dissipate, but become less physically visible, for it was being integrated within my interior. It has often been said that you find that divine expression not in the exterior of the world, but within yourself. And this is what occurred at that moment. I have never asked of you what I did not experience as a human at that time. I became the model that was very misunderstood through doctrine of many kinds. But I tell you this now so that you have a more complete understanding of what is about to occur this evening. You have been guided for many years now through many conferences. One of the key events was your ability to unlock those time locks so that that 5th dimension and the stabilization of that could take place and that you would eventually integrate it into your body and that you would have the ability to express it and to transmit it. So the first step in receiving these gifts of light, this image and similitude through the divine fire letters, but also that refined iteration of the yod spectrum of forgiveness that you cannot understand at this moment. And that will be taught in the second session. This session is to set those energies, set those fire letters in your light garment and in your body. So, now, take a deep breath and breathe in divine light. Begin to breathe in those fire letters, the yod, the hey, the vav, and hey. Feel the energetics of those hieroglyphics and the holographic transmission of the fuller expression of your divine being. The similitude in your body of that source divine energy. Sit with me for a moment here. Sit in these energetics that we are projecting to you, transmitting to you at this moment. Take a deep breath. Be very present in this moment. Alert. Fully conscious. Let us address that beautiful light body. As a refined iteration begins to encompass it, a refined iteration of light expressed through the holy name of Source. Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. Now, let us address your light garment. This light garment is a brilliant, luminous white. So brilliant in its configuration that it would be blinding to the physical eye. See the beauty of that garment. Now raise your hands above your head and receive this beautiful light garment. As it slides over your light body in its full beauty and glory. At this light garment through your third eye, through the eye of Horus. See how beautiful it is. See how beautiful you are in this garment. Now, gaze at this light garment and notice how many of those fire letters are emblazoned in radiant gold. In a horizontal line in the front of the garment, the sides of the garment, and the back of the garment. The Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. You are the full expression of the divine in its perfection and similitude in your light body. Now take a deep breath. Be very present, alert, and conscious. Let us proceed to the second part of this divine name implementation. Now that your body, your light body, is coming into a very refined iteration, and you are clothed in a light garment that is emblazoned with the fire letters of Yod, He, Vav, He. It is now time to seat these letters in your physical body down the center channel of the body in a vertical line, starting with your head. The middle of your head in that center channel is the Yod. That beautiful Yod fire letter. The second configuration is at your shoulders. Shoulder height of your body, again in a vertical line, and this is the He, that letter He. The next iteration, again at that, in the center channel, beginning with your heart and extending into your solar plexus. This is the Vav, that fire letter of Vav. And then finally, at your hips is He. This encompasses and draws into that expression the functioning of your body, and those lower chakras. These letters that are within your body now, in the center channel, the energetic channel of your body, are a rich, luminous, golden color, representing you as a divine, Christed being, expressing your divinity through the image and similitude of the source energy in which you were created. Take a deep breath. receive these fire letters as they are expressed in your light garment, your light body, and your physical body. Feel the gratitude within your heart that is taking place at this moment. That sacred heart is so brilliant, expressing the perfection of your soul spirit fully and completely. You are radiating that luminous light as I radiated it when I received it on Mount Tabor. Now I ask you to sit with us for 5 more minutes in your light body, wearing your beautiful emblazoned light garment with the sacred letters of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. And your center channel of your energetic body is glowing with the letters Yod, He, Vav, He. Sit with me, Yeshua. Sit with Lord Metatron, Lord Michael, and Lord Melchizedek as we witness this transformative physical and spiritual event. We will close this session and highly recommend that you sit in these energies alone, receiving, integrating for a while. Know that we will be with you throughout the night in a sleep state to facilitate further integration. Blessings, beloveds. Blessings.